As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome all you trivia gods and goddesses to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I am your host, Brittany. I am joined, as always, by my best friend, Meredith.
Hello, everybody playing trivia today.
I have like the best game of trivia planned for you today.
Oh boy.
In today's episode, we are diving deep into the archives of Greek mythology. Greek mythology.
I guarantee I will get 2 points. Out of 20 today. I know very little.
Not feeling very confident.
Not feeling very good.
Not the hero
we'll
we need today.
No, but I bet that there's a bunch of kids in the car who have had this in school recently, and they're probably going to really do well.
So I have to tell you, this episode comes to us by popular demand.
Really?
We received several messages on our Facebook page from people wanting some Greek mythology trivia.
And it I was like, hot.
Asking you shall receive. Am I right? All right. Here's how it works. I'm going to lead you through two rounds of trivia. I'll ask you a question. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to come up with the answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct answer. And at the end, tally up your score and crown the winner. Are you ready for round one?
Barely.
All right. Here we go. Question one. Who was the supreme god?
Zeus.
You're already doing great.
My only point.
You're
yeah,
doing great,
that was
sweetie.
The only name I knew, so thank goodness.
Okay, question number two. What was Poseidon's animal?
Ooh. I don't know.
It was a horse.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I'm just going to go with it. All right, question number three. What fruit did Persephone eat to get her stuck in the underworld?
An apple.
Close, not an apple. Persephone ate a pomegranate. Have you ever eaten a pomegranate?
Like, just the bubbly pieces.
They're a little tart.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a little tart.
Yeah.
They're so pretty, though. Okay, question number four. Who was the Greek hero assigned to the 12 labors?
I don't know.
It was Hercules. I'm sure you've heard of him.
I have. I thought he was the strong one.
Which is good that he was assigned those 12 labors, right?
Yeah, I guess you need a strong guy to do the labor.
If you could come over to my house next, I have so much yard work.
13th,
I have 13 labors.
The 13th labor.
Okay, question number five. In mythology, what is the offspring of a god and mortal called?
A princess or a prince.
They are, I would assume they're royal, but they're actually called a hero.
Like a superhero?
Yeah, not like the sandwich, that's for sure.
So when a god and a mortal have a baby, it's a superhero.
It's a hero. You do keep adding super in. I don't know. Specifically, that's how that shakes out, but
okay,
hero.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay, question number six. What kind of tree is sacred to Apollo?
Okay, I know this. It's a laurel tree.
It is a laurel tree.
Just a random bit of knowledge I knew.
Yeah, it's a very victorious tree. You put laurels on, what, when you win a contest or something?
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, question number seven. What is the name of the mythological monster that had 9 heads?
Oh, I know this. It's Hydra.
See? Look at you.
Marvel.
You were so nervous coming in here. Thank goodness for Marvel. Question number 8. What was the Greek name for Mercury?
Oof. I am out of a guess.
It is Hermes.
Hermes? Like the bag? Hermes?
Hermes? Yes.
Yes. We're going to call it Hermes from now on.
Sure. Okay. Question number 9. A griffin is a mythological beast that is a cross between a lion and a what?
I know it. An eagle.
See, you are a Greek mythology superstar. It is an eagle. Harry Potter fans, you should know this if you're in the Gryffindor house. Okay, final question of this round. Jason and the Argonauts sailed to Colchis looking for what?
Dude, none of those words made sense to me that you just said.
Apparently, fleece was a hot ticket item back then.
Oh.
He was searching for fleece.
You know, I like a good fleece, Black but I don't know, Friday, how, I don't know how far I go for it.
Would you sail to Colchis?
Any
Who does?
Any excuse to go on a boat ride.
It's just the Aquarius in you.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back for round 2.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Watching your little one learn and grow is the best feeling in the world, but finding the right toys to help them grow and learn can be kind of challenging. That's what led me to Love Every. I surprised my niece Emery with Love Every thinker-themed play kit for her first birthday, still playing with it, still obsessed. I get video after video sent to me of Emery playing for hours with the cool items included in the box. Her personal faves remain the wooden peg drop box and the Animals I See mini book. It just warms my heart when I see her play with it. Love Every's play kits are designed by experts for your child's developing brain. Each play kit is tailored to your child's exact learning stage so they have the right toys for the right time, and new play kits delivered every few months that grow with your child. Play kits come with unique, one-of-a-kind activities and playthings that are built to endure plenty of play. And each kit comes with a play guide that's packed with expert tips, ways to play, and do-it-yourself at-home activities your kids will love. Take the guesswork out of your child's play. Choose Love Every today and get free shipping when you sign up and receive your play kits at loveevery.com/roadtrip. That's loveevery, loveevery.com/roadtrip for free shipping. Life gets busy, and fitting in time to help yourself can be tricky. That's why we're such huge fans of BetterHelp Online Counseling. Finally, it's a way to connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment when it's convenient for you. Get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Licensed professional counselors that specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, family conflicts, grief, self-esteem, or if you just need to talk. Anything you share is confidential, and if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time at no additional charge. We're talking 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide at your fingertips. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp offers 4 communication modes, but best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid available. We want you to start living a happier life today. So as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/roadtrip. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/roadtrip. right. Meredith, you are proving to be somewhat of the hero we need for this game.
Well, you know what they say. If you need a hero, call Meredith.
That is what they say. I've heard that many times, which is why I'm very excited to go to round two with you.
Okay.
I'm feeling very confident about all of it.
More I don't know. So let's go.
Question number one. What goddess has a daughter who is cursed to stay in the underworld with Hades for half of the year?
Aphrodite.
No, it's Demeter. Hmm. But I'm glad that you know other goddess names.
Well, I just was picking him.
I know. I mean, you had a good chance. Okay, which goddess was born from foam in the sea when two gods were fighting?
Aphrodite.
Yes, it was Aphrodite.
I said it enough times, I get it.
You did it. So you're going to have to hurry up and think of another one.
Okay,
as we move forward,
because
it's definitely not the same one for question number three. Who is the goddess of victory? It's going to make sense. It's going to make sense once you find out.
She has the bow and arrow. Is it?
I mean, don't they all?
Aphrodite.
It's not. I don't know. It's not Aphrodite. Guys, it's Nike.
What?
Like the swoosh.
They stole the name?
I mean, I think it was inspired by this goddess of victory. Yes, yes. It's very fitting.
Wait. So the goddess didn't steal Nike's name.
No. Okay. The goddess definitely came first.
Okay. Got it.
All right. I have a feeling you're going to know this one.
Okay.
Question number four. Who opened a box full of trouble?
Well, that's Pandora. And if there's ever a goddess that I relate to, Pandora.
Okay, question number five. Whose beauty launched 1,000 ships?
I don't know.
I know it doesn't sound like a Greek name, but it's Brittany. I'm just kidding, guys. It's Helen. Helen's beauty launched 1,000 ships.
Oh, my grandma's name was Helen.
It might have been her.
She was beautiful.
Question number six. Who holds the heavens on his shoulders? Not the earth.
Hercules.
He could definitely probably lift it.
Okay.
But it was Atlas.
Oh, okay.
Question number seven. Who is known for flying too close to the sun?
Icarus.
See?
Because I use that
you
phrase
didn't know.
All the
I
time.
Use it all the time, too.
Yeah.
I always use that phrase. Okay, question number eight. Name the bow hunter who Zeus made into a constellation.
Orion's belt.
It is Orion. That is
right.
Question number nine. Who is the uncle of more than half of the gods and is doomed to rule over the dead?
The uncle with the dead people. I don't know.
That's Uncle Hades. I feel like we need a Marvel origin story on him because I want to know everything.
Yes. Tell us more about Uncle Hades.
Okay. Final question. What is the Greek name for Cupid?
Eros.
See?
It was a ship on Below Deck and they talked about it.
Hey, when you learn something, you learn something. Knowledge is the only end goal here, guys. All right. You did it. You survived another episode of the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast, Greek Mythology Edition. And we want to hear how you did. Go to our Facebook page and let us know. We love sharing your scores and photos on our Facebook and Instagram. Meredith, how'd you do?
I did a little better than initially predicted. I got 5 total.
That's good.
That was my lowest scoring game, but whatever.
But I mean, you tried hard.
I tried hard and I showed up. That's all that matters sometimes,
that's
kids.
Right. Gold star, gold star. All right, this has been a production of Girls Girls Media. Find us online at girlsgirlsmedia.com. And if you like what you heard, we really need you to go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. Have a great day, trivia nerds.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.